Our three reached the castle with their pitchers in hand, and they learned the next sound from the queen of the land. The very first pitcher was Her Highness the Queen. Since they'd not met her, to meet now would be keen. Please pardon our manners, but we'd like to meet you. Well, consider it done, for you said my name. You. Do you have on your stove a big kettle that's black? Why, I certainly do. That pot's in the back. They could hear the big pot, for within it brewed mush, and that thickish brown stuff would not cook in a rush. As the queen's quiet quagmire did quiver and quake, quack, 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 was the sound they could hear the mush make. O queen, now please tell us, may we find the king? We need one more sound now to solve the whole thing. He's out in the garden, he's trimming the hedge. You'll find him with ease if you look from the ledge. Our three went outside with their pictures in hand. Before long they saw him, he was tending his land. His clippers were plugged to a cord that was beige. The work from the trimming made the clippers say, zzz. Well, finally we've done it. That's the very last sound. Let's go to the king and tell all that we found. But there in the shadows lurked Z and his friends. They knew the sounds, too. Can you guess how this ends? Like lightning with grease on, Z's three darted by. Would the next king be Z, the first to King I? Z said to the king, I've all the sounds now. The king looked so sick. Would he honor his vow? As sad as I am, I'm still a good sport. Though I wish you had lost, I will hear your report.